Well, Jim, a 1-0 win over Bury, that was a fantastic performance.
It was, great. Just what we needed, obviously, after the last couple of home games. Great to have a Tuesday game after Saturday. We had nothing to lose coming here tonight. We know we're playing against a very good side. We're doing well in their own division with good players. It doesn't matter that they left one or two out. We have ourselves. We've still got players in there like Danny Mayer, who I think, you know, was a million-pound player, definitely. You know, they've made a couple of changes, but quality's come in as well. I think key thing for us in the past, travelling over to Rochdale or Bury or places like that, is getting stuck on that motorway and the traffic and the weather to be in the way it was. So we come early today and had a pre-match meal. Had a good chat with the lads about getting focused and getting back to being hard-working and disciplined as a team and not switching off and not making the silly errors and mistakes that cost us in the last two home games. And I think they showed that tonight against a very good side. We knew our shape had to be good defensively. I think the desire and work rate and togetherness was there, the spirit. They got around each other, they communicated well. And they shut out a very good Bury side on the night. And I think going forward, it's not a fluke. I think we've created good chances, got into good areas, hit them a few times on the break. Some of our passing at times was excellent. So yeah, I think overall, absolutely made up. It doesn't matter, JPT or what. We treat any competition that we go into seriously. It's a big opportunity for clubs at League 1 and 2 to get to Wembley. I think we're the only League 2 club left in it before tonight in our northern section. So we know we're going to get next round. We're going to be the underdogs again. But with regards to tonight, we come here as underdogs, but we showed that we've got something about us and they've bounced back in the right manner. You know, the 11 that started, the subs that come on were superb and obviously linked well. And I have to say the fans that travelled over. You know, I didn't even realise that it was our fans making that noise when I come down the tunnel before the game. It was only when they sung my name that I thought, yeah, it's not going to be the Bury fans singing my name. So it's turning around and seeing all the Morecambe fans. So I'm absolutely made up for them because we've let them down the last two home games. We know that. Well, last three home games, really. It was only Oxford in between where we kept a clean sheet. But as I say, we have that mentality and that focus and that desire. We've got good players, we said before today. You know, you're not bad players. You're just switching off at crucial times or making poor errors or people coming out of shape or recovery runs or 1v1s or first and second balls or whatever. And we just tightened everything up tonight. And that's what we had to do, as I say. But we got the win. Great for everyone concerned and certainly for the fans that travelled over on a damp Tuesday night. To send them back with something to cheer about was superb.
Sean Miller got the goal. He came on at half-time and I thought he made a massive difference.
He was excellent. You know, I've said in the past, we're not in the market. We can't go out and buy what I call a ready-made rally. You know, we are towards the bottom of the food chain, if you like. It's hard for us to compete with non-league sides as well, but what we've done in the past, we've took non-league players and brought them on. For example, Jack Redshaw, and we've built him up and we've sold him to Blackpool. You can't stand in the lad's way. He was a fantastic player for us. Obviously, young players who come from under 21 football or championship or premiership level. You know, the likes of Ryan Edwards, for instance. Again, give him a home, work with him, improve him. You know, and the other one is people who obviously who've lost their way slightly. Sean Miller's had a dodgy couple of years with regards to loan moves and clubs who haven't really fancied him. Obviously, he's had a serious knee injury before that as well, but we've seen something in him. Obviously, you don't come through a crew and not be a bad player technically, but he's got good experience. He's eager to make up for lost time, if you like. And I thought when he came on today, his movement was superb, his touch was great. He occupied their back line, he worked his socks off. And I have to say Jack Ryan as well, come on for the last 10 minutes and that's the best he's been. Put himself about, showed great composure in front of goal there. Young lad who's trying to make his name. Could have easily, once he got past Brown, the centre half I think it was, and drew the keeper, he could have easily gone for goal himself to try and grab the headlines. But he shouldered a calm head on young shoulders and squared it for Sean Miller to tap it in, which is great. They linked up, and as you say, every time you bring a sub on, you want them to affect the game in the right manner, and those two certainly done that tonight. Well, as you say, getting back to Sean Miller, as you say, I think he'll go from strength to strength. We start him for 4 or 5 games. He just started tailing off a little bit. We've seen the sequence. We've took him out for a couple of games and we've put him back in now. It was important that we don't flog him again, playing 90 minutes Saturday and coming off, and it's like the Tin Man after the game. So, you know, do you flog him again tonight? Probably wouldn't have come on at the time that he did, but Lee Molyneux was throwing up at half time, so we had to take him off, and obviously Sean was the natural replacement. We had to shift Paul Mullen on to one side. But I think right throughout, going forward tonight, Kevin Allison, Mullen, Devitt was superb, never give the ball away. You know, Lee Molyneux, Miller, and obviously Jack Ryan, I think we're blessed. We know we're all right going forward, but it's just having that focus and mentality to look after that clean sheet at the other end. And if we can crack that, and I've said about getting that balance and that magic formula of keeping it out of one net and putting it in the other, we won't go far wrong, but everyone's searching for that. But tonight we can enjoy it because we've put it in one end and we've kept it out the other, and that's what we wanted to do, and that's what we've done. So happy days.